The following podcast has been prepared for VCE Business Management 3-4 classes. Please use with cautions, and if you have any concern, refer to the study design or contact your teacher for further clarification. So as you study, commute or exercise, put those headphones in, pump the volume to 11. It's time to explore the world of BizMan. So let's get down to business. In order for a large organization to carry out what their core service or product that they produce, they need to make sure for the day-to-day running of the business that they have some management functions in place. These are the departments that the organization has set up to ensure that they are effective and efficient in what they do within the large-scale organizations. Some of those typical management functions include the operations function. Now, the operations function we'll explore in more detail in Unit 3, but the operations function is the core, one of the core functions of the business, which involves the production of the businesses or the large scale organizations, good or service. It's their responsibility in the operations function to ensure the quality of the good or service that's being produced, to being efficient in what they're doing in producing such good or service, and the large scale organization trades. Some of the other management functions that we'll be looking at includes the human resources function, and again we'll be focusing on this in business management at year 12, but in unit 4. The human resources department really is in charge of the people within the organization. They're involved in the effective management of all aspects in the relationship between the employer and the employee. So they're looking there for the hiring or the recruitment of employees, the maintaining of the employees within the organization, which includes the training and also the performance appraisals and any possible performance reviews when the human resources or the employees aren't meeting their objectives. So they're also involved with the termination of employees within the large-scale organizations. Another function is the finance function or the accounting function. We don't look at that in detail in business management at year 12, but the finance department, if you're doing accounting, really that's what we're looking at here. So they're responsible for the financial resources, the money within the business, within the large scale organization, to ensure that they're effective in what they're doing and they're using their money to best satisfy the needs of the business. So they're in charge of the budgets, the recording and the reporting of the financial information, making decisions on how best to increase revenues and reduce costs. And they really are looking here to ensure the financial stability of the business. Another part of the finance department would be the treasury department, which is looking at the borrowing for financing of the business and also overseas transactions in foreign exchange. The information technology function is another department or function within a large-scale organization. And again, we don't look at that in too much detail here, but it's their responsibility to implement, maintain the information technology requirements of a large-scale organization. And this could include the computers, the networks, any point-of-sale equipment, cash registers, the like, intranet and internet connections, help desk support for employees to make sure that the business is efficient and effective in what they're doing in producing their good or service. Marketing is another function that a large organization is required really to have to ensure that they are successful. Now, marketing, for those of you who would have done Unit 2 business management, would have focused on this, but pretty much in order for the business to or large scale organization to sell their good or service, it really needs to be promoted to the public. So it is the marketing function's purpose to develop strategies to improve the branding, the advertising recognition, and developing customer loyalty to increase sales by getting people to purchase your good or service. And another function that might link to that is the public relations function. That might be within the marketing function, or it might be a separate function. Research and development is another function that might exist within a large-scale organization, and this really is looking at innovation. How can they improve the good or service that the large-scale organization is producing? So it's their responsibility in R&D or research and development is designing new and improved products or services using the skills of researchers or scientists within there. So it is this innovation that the organization wants to do in order to become more efficient and more effective and offering new products or goods or services that other organizations don't have. Now, large-scale organizations that rely on innovation and research and development, it can get quite expensive. So they want to make sure that they get a good return on the research and development that is happening within their large-scale organization. There are, of course, some other functions within a large-scale organization that might exist, but they are the main ones that we'll be focusing on here in VCE Business Management. In relation to large-scale organizations, there are some considerations that they need to make in relation to a large-scale organization's role within the economy, its relationship with its stakeholders, and how the environments can impact on them. The ethical and social responsibility considerations is one of the things that's really important for a large-scale organizations, and it's something that we're going to be looking at in more detail as we go further into the course. It's important at this stage to make sure we have an understanding of what each of these components mean. Ethics is the management of the application of the moral standards or the behavior of management within an organization. So here we're looking at doing the right things, the moral standard. What are the things that guide the way the organization does? Acting fairly, acting honestly, having integrity in respect of others is ethics within a large-scale organization. Social responsibility, which is sometimes known as corporate responsibility, involves the voluntary recognizing and ensuring that the organization is acting in accordance with the social obligations over and above its pure responsibilities. So it's making sure that they are seen to be a responsible organization to society above and beyond what is required by the law. So we need to consider how we are interacting with our stakeholders, how we are interacting with our external environments to consider whether we're acting ethically and socially responsibility. Are we acting fairly and honestly? Are we doing things that are right for society above and beyond the legal requirements of the market that we are operating in? We'll look into these in more detail when we look at further areas of study, but it's important to know the definitions of ethics and social responsibility and have some examples of large-scale organizations and how they can be seen as ethical and a social responsible organization within an economy. Triple bottom line is one way that a large-scale organization can show and report on its social responsibility. Triple bottom line is a concept where we don't just report on the financial performance of the business, but we look at our social and environmental impacts from our operations and report on that. So it is reporting on a wider and more broad sense rather than just reporting to our shareholders and to our stakeholders what our main financial result was during the year. That's it for the podcast. We'll catch you soon.